is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hi guys, thank you so much for joining us yet again on this week's episode of Crunch Weekly with TK. This week we are tackling Serious Talk Monday, and thank you for joining us, whether that's on 9 Block or on Niche Radio. This is the Crunch Weekly show with me, TK. What is identity? Does it have a color or is it a culture? Maybe it's the way you choose to live your life. This week I want to talk about what is an identity crisis, or what is identity crisis. So many people face it and go through it and don't even know what it is or what to call it. Well, it's exactly that. You are having an identity crisis in its essential form. For the last two episodes, I have been exploring the pop culture craze OnlyFans. But this week I want to tackle something that we might call an identity crisis, which is happening more often than not. A lot of people find themselves in situations where they struggle to know who they are at the core of their being. And I understand why it would be so difficult to hone in on who you are when there's so much going on in the world. It all comes down to how you are raised, some people might say that, or who you're raised by. Like, for instance, I know there's a lot of black kids out there who struggle to understand the concept of what culture and tradition is and how it applies to them, but they're willing to adopt or trade their initial for the next. Now, it is in this society where we teach our young kids that in order to be successful, you have to belittle and downplay your race or your culture and essentially who you are from shining through. Someone can even say it's as if we are ashamed to embrace the truth about ourselves or the truth of our forefathers, and to even bring it a little bit closer to home, the truth of our own fathers, the truth of our own families and where we come from and who essentially we are. For me, there is a sense of pride and boldness in owning the truth and knowing your history, where you come from, who you come from. And in a world where accountability is as important as the next thing, literally as important as the air we breathe, I think it's your responsibility to know who you are, to know where you stand, whether that is politically or whether that is in a social setting. Whatever it might be, the African continent has been stripped of its identity for so long. We are only beginning to now come into our own and understand the very basics of what and who we are as a continent and as a people, someone might say. And in the wake of addressing elephants in the room, what I've seen is that we are our own crisis. We are our own enemy. And it doesn't make it any easier living in a melting pot that is filled with people of all sorts and kinds, creeds, rainbow nation. Let's call it that. Because there is a lot that goes on in this world, politically, socially. There's a lot of issues that young kids, adults, and alike face on a daily basis. And with the history we have, moreover, it's easy for a person to find himself or herself lost to the world, lost to the internet, running towards something or a culture or religion that is not essentially yours, just to kind of fit in and to kind of make sense of who you are. I mean, growing up post-94, it is said that it's the generation of born frees, free to choose, free to shop, free to learn, but you don't even know your own history. Some of the kids that are out there don't even know their own history. They don't know where they come from. They don't know who they are. and you don't know your culture and you cannot identify your sense of true self, in my opinion, with ads like black hair is dull and textbook translations of black being associated with impurity and evil, it's easy to want to be something you're not. I get that. I can see how that can cause one to have an internal struggle of identity. And it's sad that this is what we have to deal with and tackle in 2020. So many pandemics within the bigger scheme of things. I purely am grateful for this pandemic because it has brought about a lot of conversations that needed to be had or that need to come to the forefront, and we face them head on and we talk about them and we find solutions to them. Such as this, you know, there's a lot of people that black, white, colored, Indian, whatever creed or nation you are, identity crisis does not choose who it latches onto. Essentially, that is an internal struggle that someone has within themselves, knowing or not knowing who they are or how they identify or where they fit in the world. And we've come so far as I'm going to speak about, well, the black nation or the black tribe in South Africa. We've come so far as having white names so as to be easily hireable to companies or corporations. It's said you must not have an accent when you speak English, so you can sound more European, or if I'm being very direct and derogatory, more like a white man, renouncing your history and being encouraged to embrace European and Western teachings and have them apply in your life. Meanwhile, you have never even set foot in Europe, let alone in the West world. So is that the freedom that has been fought for? Because it sounds like freedom with terms and conditions. It sounds like there's a lot of fine print within it that has not yet been discussed, and that is causing a lot of internal struggles within a lot of communities, black, white, whatever nation you are, like I said. And within the black nation, we call our food uncultured and not restaurant worthy. You hear comments like it stinks, it's barbaric. You hear people denouncing their birth lineage, essentially what we call ancestors, calling them demons, yet they're so quick to pick up any other religion and way of life and make it righteous. So glorifying cultural day and parading around in what we call cultural attire, but we're so quick to change narratives when it comes to the traditional aspect of it. And what's more interesting is that all this is done by black to black. There's no any other race or no any other nation that is involved in this, from downplaying our own history and our own true self, apart from our own people. And it's not just in the individuals, but it's also in corporations and your government parastatals and departments as well. Your natural self is considered unkept and not good enough. A look at the story of the girl in Pretoria, in that private school with the afro. It's not, I want to put it out there that it's not just white schools, it's not just private schools that have said that. It's black government and private schools as well. They perpetuate that naturalism isn't accepted and having a more Western or more European look is the right way to go. We as a society are so quick to learn and immerse ourselves in other people's culture. And essentially we forget that we too have a history. We too have a culture. And it's rich in diversity and color, and it spans centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, I'm not a specialist on identity, but what I do know and have come across is that traditions and culture has passed down through history. And our identity is not apartheid, guys. It's not the fight for liberation or equal rights for everyone, but it's where you come from. It's who you are. It's how you identify. It does not have to be in who, in how you speak. It does not have to be in having a struggle to find a safe place. We speak about safe places, and I can safely put in race. I can safely put in sexuality, of which is one of the biggest topics of the century. Essentially, we have spoken more about sexuality and race in this century more than anything else. And it is important because those are the struggles that people face on a daily basis. However, I would like to say it's not anybody else's fault but ours. It's our fault for not teaching the world how to embrace yourself individually, your true self, whether that's natural hair, whether that is color cataloging shades of our skin from black being acceptable or black being unacceptable and light-skinned people being the exception. Like I said, it's our responsibility to learn and teach. Learn and teach people that are in your group of circle or in your circle of friends how to better identify with you. And it is important sometimes to do self-introspection on who you are, the good and the bad, so that you can actually know where you stand and essentially who you are. Because so far it seems like that true African identity is more likely to be extinct, either replaced or conquered by other cultures and traditions. We need to be more conscious and more self-aware of what and who we are, from how we wear our hair to how we dress, and how we choose to identify and how we choose to let the world accept our own identity or our own individual self. And it doesn't have, or it doesn't mean that you have to live your life the way your ancestors or your predecessors lived, but it's learning and growing and evolving from where they left off. I love all cultures and all traditions, and I'm for everyone and every people who want to learn and grow as people first and foremost. But my thing is, don't do it to your own detriment. Don't want to fit in so badly, so much so that you lose your true self and who you are. I can't ask you about Napoleon and you tell me even his exact height to a T, but I ask you about King Shaka or Senzangakhona and you're like, who's that? I mean, you can't have things like that. You need to know your history as a people, as a country, as a continent. Essentially, in my views, that is a foundation of who you are and how you identify. Crazy fact is, we have 11 official languages in this country, but it's argued that native languages are not evolved enough to teach classes and subjects with. Why, you might ask yourself? It's because we like things as black people. We are a lover of things. We must stop sensationalizing and hyping others. And we must hype our own. We must hype ourselves too. You've got countries like Europe and, continents like Europe and the US, where people and small businesses grow so much because they support their own, they hype their own. They don't necessarily get so enthralled and encompassed in what's going on outside of what is happening in their country, of what is happening in their neighborhood, to bring it back and closer to home. Self-love, guys, it's very important. And identity crisis is not just about race or culture. It is a many-headed monster that unfortunately everybody faces, and you're lucky if you don't. or if you have never come across that in your life. From wanting to fit in because of language or not knowing your sexual orientation, it can even be found in one's said job. Not knowing where you fit in within your hierarchy or your job situation. It is important that as a people we learn how to strive to become better and to know ourselves so that we don't have such crisis within identifying who we essentially are. Knowing yourself and knowing who you are at the core of your being. Because no one else can tell you who you are. No one else can tell you what you are or your history if you know where you come from. That's it for me, guys, this week. Hopefully you got a lot of insight from what I said. Obviously, these are my views and what I think is an identity crisis. You can add on the comment section or what you want to put in there and what you thought of the podcast, and maybe essentially even argue your own argument on what I've said. Remember, we are available on social media, on Twitter specifically, at MACNLA and at @niche_radio. Thank you so much for listening in on this week. Remember to share and subscribe to our podcast for more information. That's it from me. Till next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.